The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Seth Leibson Show. It is a delight to welcome back to the show Vera Gibran. She is a candidate for Legislative District 4 in our State House of Representatives. Vera, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, Seth. I'm delighted to hear your voice.
Thank you for having me. You betcha. It's a delight to hear yours. We had your sister Maria on yesterday. You guys are running Nancy Barto, Maria Sims, and you for LD4. And you just picked up another great endorsement, didn't you, yesterday, I think it was.
I did. It's a pleasure and an honor to be associated and recognized by the Free Enterprise people, and I'm just deeply flattered by their confidence.
It's fantastic. Look, there's a lot, Vera, I want to talk to you about, and some of it is implicating, foreign policy and international issues. But let's start locally and work centrifugally, if I'm saying that word right, centrifugally. We'll work outward from there. First, here, I was talking with Maria Sims yesterday about what's going on in our schools. Particularly, you see this in Scottsdale, Peoria, but really no place in Arizona is safe from it. And you have been on the campaign trail talking about no grooming legislation. Can you talk to the audience a little bit about what you're talking about?
Yes, I would love that opportunity. So one of the bills that I would like to introduce is an anti-grooming bill that will disallow educators from exposing children to any sort of sexual content, zero exposure on sexual topics. The teachers will not be allowed to discuss their personal orientation or their preferences with the children, as we have seen happening in our state and in other states. The no sexual content will make its way into our curriculum via word problems or math equations, and there'll be absolutely no personal stories will be allowed from the educator to the child. Now, of course, the only time that sexuality will be allowed discussion on sexuality will be allowed is for biological reasons, for the study of science, and for children who are going through puberty to understand the alterations that their bodies are going through. And, you know, Seth, when we were kids and we had that education, our parents were allowed to come to the classroom and sit with us. And I will be championing that idea, is having parents participate in this biological study. Now, having said that, we know that our current times allow or demand a lot of compassion. And as leaders, we have to be strong and compassionate. And those students who are confused or suffering from, you know, the gender identity or transgenderism, and though it really is allocated to only 0.06% of our population, it does happen. Or those children who may be homosexual and are struggling with that, I am proposing that classes be taught to the parents, so that the parents are given the tools to address this matter privately and according to the way that they see fit and is best for their families and in private.
We're talking to Vera Gibran, candidate for Legislative District 4 here in Arizona, race for the State House of Representatives. Her website, votevera.com, VOTEVERA.com. Vera, that's kind of an interesting thing you're putting your finger on, and it's a good way to think about this, because when you are talking about this very small subset of a subset of the population. It's an odd thing when you think of everything that goes into the problems and issues this population faces. It's a very odd thing when you think of all the specific narrow things involved that we're going to treat it with the blunderbuss of a kindergartner teacher in a kindergarten teacher in a public school, or a first grader, second grader, third grade teacher in a public school. This is really an issue for parents and child. This is not an issue between parent and child. It is not an issue between teacher and child.
It absolutely is not. And there has been a concentrated effort to create fissures within the family unit, between the parent and the child. And this lack of inclusion, the parents being disallowed to come to the classroom randomly to observe their child or to have lunch with them, that has to stop.
Let me pause you right there. Let me pause you right there because I'm going to a commercial break. That's such a big and important point. Let me keep you another segment if I can, and we'll pick up on that point on the other side of this break. We are talking with Vera Gibran. She is a candidate for the State House of Representatives here in Arizona, right here in Legislative District 4, where we broadcast, where I live. And if you are interested in helping her out or learning more, check her website out at votevera.com, VOTEVERA.com. I'm Seth. She's Vera. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Seth Leibson Show. Vera Gibran is our guest. She is a candidate for LD4, running for our State House of Representatives here in Arizona. VoteVera.com is her website. Vera, before we do a little international stuff, I wanted to close out this thought with you on your proposed legislation on protecting our children and our parents and families from educational reactionaryism and transgender ideation in the classroom. You were making the point about how parents are sometimes left out of this discussion or not even considered. I don't know if you've seen this article by Lior Sapir in the City Journal, The Assault on Our Children's Psyches. If not, I'll send it to you. But he's documenting lots of cases across the country where teachers are actively not just keeping parents out of the equation, but actively lying to the parents with the kids. Kids are coming home with alternative names that the parents discover by accident. Kids are coming home with something that binds their breasts and chests. It's really incredible the lengths that some of these public education malfeasers are engaging in. And I don't think people have a clue that this is going on, but it is.
This is tremendously disturbing, upsetting, and an absolute assault on our wholesome American values.
Mm-hmm.
This is not what the typical American family dreams about when they are envisioning what their family life is going to be like. This is all part of a larger agenda by those who want to undermine the power and dignity of the United States of America. This is an unapologetic and blatant assault on everything we value. And I know that I'm certainly committed, as is my running mate, Maria Sims and Nancy Bartow. We are absolutely, unequivocally, and unapologetically committed to the preservation and reinstatement of traditional family values that help propel and prop up our children and prepare them for a healthy and productive future.
That's beautiful. That's why we call you LD4 Strong. Nancy, Maria, and you could save this state. You might save this country, too. Speaking of this country, we're stepping abroad. We're stepping into an area and a region of the world you know very well. Joe Biden's in the Middle East right now. Your thoughts, Vera?
Oh, my goodness. There is so much to say, Seth. I will start by saying that Joe Biden is completely compromised in the eyes of the Middle Easterners. He, in their eyes, And I'm speaking as a Middle Easterner, as somebody who's very learned in our customs and in what we value. I can tell you that they do not perceive him as a person of dignity, and that he is absolutely not respected, let alone taken seriously, when he doesn't have control over his own family. Now, he's not a successful patriarch of his own family, let alone the United States. Under Biden, the nobility and integrity of the United States has absolutely been compromised. You know, and if I may, I'd like to take just a moment to give my fellow citizens just a little bit of background.
Sure.
On why I say that.
Sure.
So in Middle Eastern families, each member is beholden to the overall reputation of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And so much so that each child, you know, in America, we have middle names, completely autonomous middle names. They might be legacy names, they might not.
Mm-hmm.
But in the East, it's traditional for each child's middle name to be Ibn or Bint, the son of or the daughter of so-and-so.
Sure.
Because you are beholden to your family and your father's beholden to you. You don't, in the Middle East, you don't get to enjoy autonomy the way you do in the United States.
Right.
So the behaviors of Ashley Biden and what she wrote in her diary and Hunter Biden and his laptop, they have completely, completely disgraced their family. And each of them is responsible for their family. So their behaviors reflect on the mother and the father, which clearly indicate that they are not a well-formed family, certainly not fit to be leaders. Leaders in the Middle East are absolutely laughing at Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
They are compromised by China, and he is not approaching the talks from a position of strength and respect. You know, in the Middle East, respect, dignity, honor, it's everything. And I would pay attention, or I would encourage your listeners, pay attention to the way that they receive Joe Biden. I'm sure that you recall the pageantry and love with which President Trump was received when he visited the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was so clear they wanted to impress him. They wanted to work with him. No one has ever received a reception like that. Now, take that and compare that to how they are going to receive Joe Biden. I'm going to guess that there's
cold,
going to be
coldly,
a
coldly,
discrepancy.
Yeah.
I mean, if I may just take that just one step further, that, you know, in the Middle East, President Trump enjoyed so much respect that he was successful in establishing the Abraham Accords.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, tremendous feat between Israel, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Morocco, Sudan, for the objective of peace, cooperation, you know, constructive diplomacy, that was peace through strength. What's going to happen during Biden's visit is dominance mm-hmm. over Biden. Mm-hmm. That's all that's going to happen.
I think you're right about this, and it's a little sad for someone like myself, someone like yourself, many in the audience, if not everyone in the audience, to see the United States take this hit as we go abroad or as we go on to the world stage. Because, yeah, we were a leader, and now we're kind of not only a laughingstock, we seem to be increasingly, as I say, the kind of country we used to send aid to. We are now going to some of these countries, begging them for help. We're going to Saudi Arabia, begging the Saudis for help. This isn't right, Vera.
What a complete shame. And another perspective, Seth, if I may, you may not see this, but I experienced it. The nobility that the type of the United States of America,
yeah,
the nobility that title carries throughout the world. When I was a little girl, everybody knew that everything good and great and everything that lasts forever comes from America,
yeah.
Whether it was a wrench or whether it was a Maytag,
yeah.
a washing machine or a car. You know, in America, we prize European labels for cars. Well, in Lebanon to this day and all throughout the Middle East, the revered brands are Cadillac and Lincoln. Built that came with the title of the United States, and I'm very saddened to know that it has been desecrated and violated.
You know, it's a funny thing. I was just thinking as you were talking, listening to you, Vera, you know, some people say, well, what might this have to do with offices running for state, you know, people running for state legislature? It has a lot. You may get and you may have to step up on issues that come before you as a state legislator, especially when it comes to these boycott, divestment of Israel kind of issues. You're not going to put up with that nonsense, I don't think, are you?
No, I won't. And actually, you know, as a state legislator, I mean, you know, we will participate. All of the incoming business that's coming from abroad, all of that needs to be negotiated. But knowing a culture and knowing our standing with them will allow us to formulate our negotiations in a much more effective way and much more with a scalpel rather than, you know, a sledgehammer. The knowledge of, I get this all the time. Well, you know, you have this worldview, but how does that affect our state? Well, having that worldview allows us to know where we're headed.
Yeah.
And that's what allows for negotiation with a scalpel rather than a sledgehammer.
It also allows you to call rot and BS out when you see it because you have the background and the knowledge to do so. And, you know, that's a very precious commodity, a very rare one, which is one of the reasons I'm so delighted you're running and happy to support you any way I can and encourage the audience to do the same. This fine woman, Vera Gibran, running for LD4 State House of Representatives. VOTEVERA.com. VoteVera.com. I'm Seth Leibson. We will be right back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.